Hello, hello, and welcome to the 102nd episode of the Weekly Hotspot, where we love to get hot and sexy with you, and also give you lots of kinky, naughty info. I am Mistress Delia, and you'll find out why I call myself a cock-teasing bitch, and why cock-teasing is an art. So if you're new to the hotspot, again, I'm Miss Delia of BegForMistress.com. I absolutely love cock control, from those very easy, simple teases all the way to getting into your head and mind-fucking you. That's why I think I'm a cock-teasing bitch. But I'll explore that more in depth today with my amazing friend, Mistress Olivia.
Thank you so much. I am Ms. Olivia. I am also a mistress, femdom, woman in charge, she who must be obeyed. My blog is experiencedmistress.com, and I am absolutely thrilled to be talking cocks with my friend Ms. Delia. Ms. Delia, I think some people think when we say that we're cock-teasing bitches or cock-teasers or prick-teasers, that we don't like the penis.
No.
Oh, that couldn't be further from the truth.
We love the penis.
We love the penis. That should be a ringtone. We, yeah, love penis.
We love
your penis.
We love the penis. Well, you know, that begs the question then, what really is cock control? And I actually think about it as giving up control of your masturbation and your orgasms for a certain period of time. It could be anything from, say, 10 minutes to 10 years if you're really serious about it. But, you know, you may have a call that comes in that's 10 minutes and someone says, Mistress, I leave it up to you. Well, right? If you're leaving it up to me, I may not want you to come on the call, but give you an assignment or something to do after the call and then come. So it could be as little as, you know, like I said, 10 minutes of just waiting for me to give you permission. And cock control actually includes lots and lots of things like guided masturbation, stroking programs, masturbation games, for me, leaving things up to fate, a favorite thing to do, orgasm restrictions, and even chastity. I have on my Beg for Mistress blog all of the stories of how I cock tease my subby hubby Jack. So go there and read, and you'll find out what cock control really means to me. And Olivia, what does it mean to you?
You mentioned at the very beginning that cock teasing is an art.
Mm-hmm.
I think of the glorious penis as my canvas.
Beautiful.
I'm the artist. What do artists do? They mold the clay. They draw on the palette. They use a variety of colors. Whenever somebody thinks that any form of cock control, mistress control, guided masturbation, or anything is, you know, some simple, organized, you know, by rote sort of thing, there's a lot of websites that have, tease and denial programs. That only takes you so far.
Right.
The real fun is when you have a personal connection. Like every single one of your posts about you and subby hubby Jack on your blog, Beg for Mistress, every single one of those posts, while your callers and your blog readers might see themselves in that or want that, I think it's really important to recognize that that is unique to Jack. It is unique to you. And each and every interaction with your callers or my callers is unique to that caller. I think that's what makes it so much fun.
Right.
You don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly. And even with callers who like the same type of thing, there may be something that we throw in so that every session is different.
I think that's one of the reasons why people are intrigued with cop control. I think that's a large part of the why cop control. It's because it's a surprise. I mean, think about it. Ever since someone discovers their penis, mm-hmm. they've been checking off. In general, they find within the first couple times of masturbating, they find a way that does it. And by and large, they don't experiment beyond that. That's sort of like if you grow up and you like macaroni and cheese when you're younger. That's all you eat, macaroni and cheese, for the entire rest of your life. Could you imagine how bored your palate would be?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the exact same thing with an orgasm. You need variety. And personally, I think men don't know their cocks. They don't know their cocks as well as you know them. Or I know them. Mm-hmm. They've only encountered one cock, maybe two, maybe 10, maybe 20 if they're bisexual. You and I have encountered hundreds of cocks.
Yeah.
We're cockspurts.
Definitely. Definitely. And you know, why cock control is such a good question. And I think you hit it spot on. There are those men who masturbate the same way all the time. Rub one out at the same time. And that's all that they know. Well, that's why a cock control mistress can give you options, can give you that variety, can give you different kinds of orgasms that you didn't even know existed. So,
and
that's why.
Not just better and stronger orgasms, but with the mental connection along with the physical.
Right.
That combination, you mentioned mindfuck earlier. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. That is so hot. I've been on calls with you when you're like in the midst of doing this crazy God control mindfuck. And he's just like, oh, please, can I come? Can I come? And you're like, beg for mistress, bitch. That's my blog. Maybe he gets to come. Maybe he doesn't. But that's why it's fun.
Mm-hmm. And you're right. I mean, when you have cock control, you know, you probably will find that your orgasms are better, are stronger, are even more intense. And I ask you, who doesn't want better orgasms? I certainly do. But, you know, you're right. When you can get that mental connection just built right up in someone's head, when I not only have them begging, as you said, to come, but then begging not to come, begging, right? Begging for more of that drawn out, intense feeling. Cause when you're riding the edge of an orgasm for a half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, and you are feeling pleasure like you have never felt before, not that, you know, 1 minute rub it out orgasm, when you can really feel that and have that intense connection in that moment with your mistress, that is the very, very best, I think, benefit to cock control.
So you mentioned riding the edge of an orgasm. I call it surfing the orgasm.
Yeah.
Visually think of the surfer riding the crest of a wave.
Yum.
It's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And Miss Delia and I have all sorts of cock control and edging and orgasm delay techniques. Everything from tantric moves to how to stroke, how fast to go, when to slow down, all of that kind of stuff that chances are, you know, guys just not going to look up.
Oh, yeah. Very, very true. You talked about Tantra a minute ago. It's something, you know, even if you're listening right now to this awesome podcast and you're wondering what you can do to immediately see the difference in your masturbation, go ahead and masturbate. And then when you get, you know, tense, like you get tense just before an orgasm, take some deep breaths and really let your body relax. Now, that's not all of Tantra or anything like that, but it's a tantric practice, breathing, and you'll feel immediately a difference. Try it.
Now, you know, speaking of trying it, everybody always wants to know, what is your mistress style? What kind of style are you going to do if I turn my penis over to you, turn my masturbation, my cock over to your control?
That's a really good question. And, you know, my mistress style, I think, is interesting. I mean, I am a stricter mistress for sure. Very firm. When I make up my mind, I make up my mind, but I'm also sensual and fun. So I approach cock control not in one kind of cookie cutter way with everyone who loves cock control, but I try to make it very personal and connect in with that person. Now, I said a little earlier, if I say, well, do you want to come at the end of this call?
And Mistress, I'll leave it up to you.
Yes.
What do you say, Mistress Delia?
Right? Honestly, 90% of the time, especially if you're newer to me, I'm going to deny you. I'll make you wait, even if it's just for an hour with a stroking assignment to do after our call and a time to come so that I clock watch and know just when you're having that orgasm for me.
So give us an example of an assignment.
Okay, so say I like to give lots of edges because I'm big on edging. And if you don't know what edging is, think about it in terms of a number line, 1 through 10. 1 is you've just gotten hard. 5 is kind of right in the middle. You're stroking. You're into it. You move up the numbers. And a 9 is where you are close to coming. And you know if you keep on stroking, you're going to go over that edge. 10 is your orgasm. So when you get to the 9, you stop. You just stop. And there's no stroking, no stimulation, no nothing. That's edging. So I love edging. Love edging. You can make a man, oh, so desperate with edging. Really, you can. So
desperate? Oh, desperate.
Needy.
Don't you just love when you hear a guy that's totally desperate? The panting and the gasping. I love that. So you mentioned games.
Oh, yeah. So, well, we were talking about, you know, an example. And so my example is, I guess, with the edging, I might play a game to see how many edges that person could do in a call, or make it difficult so that they can't do it and they can't come until after. So they have to fulfill that edging requirement after the call. And then, you know, then they get to come. So that's one example I would say. But what about games?
I love games.
I know.
There is a site called random.org.
Love.
So much fun. Mm-hmm. You can do dice games, you can do, and if we're Skyping with the person, right?
Yeah.
I can share my screen and they can see the roll of the dice or the number, something like that. And so there's absolutely no way that they're going to say, oh, mistress, you're just going to deny me. Well, no. Take a look at my screen, and then I unshare the screen, go back to looking only at you, or continue sharing my screen, and you watch as I roll the dice. And then we're both surprised. So you mentioned that Likert scale from 1 to 10. 10 right. is an uncontrollable orgasm. I like to keep people, I incorporate the intensity of the edge along with the games. So for example, two edges on a level 7, go up to a level 9, stay at a level 9 for 45 seconds, go back down to a level 6, cool off. Think of, I don't know, taxes or insurance forms or mowing the lawn. Get yourself down to a 3 or a 4, like you're really unhappy. Think about taking your car in and getting a brake job and sitting in the lobby of the car repair place, right? Now he's back down to a 2. And then say something like, now, think about my tits, my legs, my pussy, my ass. Stroke this particular way, and boom, he's back up to a 9 or a 9.5. That's what you mean by cock control games, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is. And, you know, I love what you said about random.org. I love playing the fate game so much. My very favorite one is using just one dice. 1 and 4 are orgasms, 2 and 5 are a ruined orgasm, and 3 and 6 are blue ball denial. And you're right. It's so exciting to sit there and to share a screen with someone on Skype and to roll, and actually as the mistress to not even know. To be surprised together. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I don't know. So I guess, you know, we've been talking about styles of cock control. Nothing is ever boring. Nothing is ever the same. Nothing is ever routine when you do a cock control session. There's nothing that's ever just sort of planned out. And I guess, you know, cock control for me, I like to more than anything be in your head. And I'm not going to be mean about it. I'll be playful, mischievous, naughty, even fun. Sometimes you have to laugh when you're controlling an orgasm, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because listen, cock control games, fetish games, kinky games, we are playing on a very adult playground.
Right.
But make no mistake, this is fun. If it's not fun, don't do it. Rub one off and get on with your day.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I do think that people are kind of nervous, especially when they're used to, oh, I'm going to rub one out in the shower. It's going to take me 10 minutes. I can get my coffee and my Egg McMuffin, hop in the car and go to work and work for 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, come home, watch television, watch your favorite baseball team lose, worry about who they're going to trade and all the rumors, mow the lawn, go to sleep, get one out. 10 seconds of pleasure per day of an orgasm. Well, that just sucks. Yeah, life so is much. Not worth living if you're only getting a 10-second pleasure orgasm per day.
Truth. Oh, yeah. And that's why a cock control mistress who can be totally serious about your wants, your desires, and your needs, your fantasies, is what you need when you want to change up your orgasm routine. I really, truly think that.
I do think people kind of think, ooh, cock control, that must mean chastity. Now, we don't have time to go into chastity because that deserves an entire hotspot all by itself.
Right.
And we're almost out of time today. But Ms. Delia mentioned planning. Oh, honey, if you have not been in one of her cock training programs or a chastity program with Ms. Delia and the recipient of that very elegant and sexy planning style of hers, well, then you haven't lived. And you deserve to worry about trade rumors for your favorite teams. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and you know, I will just make a quick statement about chastity. Cock control, tease, denial, all of those things. It could be that you don't have orgasms for a period of time, you know, a day, an hour. But often chastity is something that is far more involved, far more complex, and has a far more intense headspace than just cock control or tease and denial. And so I think, what do you think? We will have a show completely devoted to chastity in a couple of weeks. What do you think?
Cock locked!
I love it. Locking your cock completely. It makes sense. So we'll put that, and that was a request in the community kink chat too last week. So chastity, we will do a special show for you all on chastity.
It really is a huge topic, unless of course he has a small penis, then it will be a small topic.
And a small cage.
Yes. True. Now every show we close with news about what's coming up this week. First, if you have a question, comment, or a topic idea, send us an email. I'm Olivia at EnchantrixEmpire.com. That's EnchantrixEmpire.com. I'm Olivia at EnchantrixEmpire.com. Ms. Delia is Delia at EnchantrixEmpire.com. You spell Delia, D-E-L-I-A.
Easy peasy.
Absolutely. And they can also follow our blog.
Oh, yeah.
I'm at experiencedmistress.com. And you are?
Begformistress.com. And you will be doing a lot of that when I tell you beg for mistress.
You always meet me want to beg for mistress. Oh. I want to beg for mistress.
Everyone should beg for mistress. So, yeah. So now we are at the point in the show where we talk about our hot spot. And no, I'm not talking about any part of my body, though I do have some hot spots. I'm talking about the weekly hot spot for this week. So, did you know that we have cock control forums, cock control programs, that there's so much that we can do to create a special cock teasing plan for you that can last up to, I think, what, a week?
Or longer. It can last any amount of time.
Oh, yes. And, you know, we would do this in a forum. We have a great cock control forum. If you've not heard of it yet, check out teasemania.com. And those are the forums that you want to be in and see and listen to and hear all of our sexy audios. We have them there. So check out teasemania.com. That would be the forum that we would play in, along with doing some calls. And we would be completely focused on you, your cock, everything that we negotiated together as far as cock teasing. And you would have assignments to do each day. And then feedback, daily feedback in that Tease Mania Cock Control Forum. Love that.
Now, speaking of forums, we also have another forum called GetGirly.com.
Oh, yeah.
For all of the girly girls out there.
Love the forums. I really do. It's kind of excellent. And actually, the girly stuff, that's coming up next week on the Hotspot. We are going to have a show all about feminization. I'm excited, aren't you?
I am too. I'm going to wear some very special panties and maybe I'll take them off and give them to one of the girls.
Ooh. Well, you know what then? I'll wear some very special panties too. Mm-mm-mm. And you know what? Why don't you all put on your pretty frillies or just hang on to a pair of panties during that show and be sure to join us 1 p.m. Eastern Monday, July 16th in the communitykink.com chat room for the feminization show.
Ooh.
I know. All right. So let's wrap this up. Thank you, Miss Olivia, for talking cock control with me. It was hot and sexy.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. All right, everyone, have a great week. And as always, stay hot and sexy.